If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, if you've been looking for ways to reduce your electric bill, there's nothing better than getting it practically for free. And that is exactly what can happen if you install a solar energy system.
Yes, but if you've considered solar but thought it was way too expensive, we've got some news for you. It's actually very affordable if you do it yourself. It's possible to do just that with the help of our next guest. He's Zach Stevens. And Zach is an expert with Wholesale Solar. Welcome, Zach.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Excited to be here.
So, Zach, I think that doing your own solar system installation is something that not very many people thought was even possible. You guys at Wholesale Solar have been selling direct to DIYers for years. How hard is it to put a system together?
For most homeowners that are pretty handy, you know, that have the essential tools in their garage already, it's not too hard. I mean, if you're comfortable, say, putting in a hot tub or maybe a water heater or building a deck, then solar is going to be just as easy, if not easier, than doing any of those projects. It's really not too difficult.
Now, I feel like there are a lot of different types of solar systems for residential houses. So how do you know where to even start to look and which one might be best suited for you?
If you're a typical home, you're going to be tied to the utility company. In that situation, what makes the most sense is to just get a grid-tied system, which essentially means you're backfeeding your electrical panel with the solar panels, and any excess power that's generated from the panels flows back out onto the grid, crediting your meter.
So does that mean you're kind of like selling your electricity that you made in your very own home back to the utility company?
It's pretty rare to actually sell it back. There are some programs out there where you can sell back, but for the most part, you're just getting credit. That's the most popular type of system. I mean, if you're building a house in the middle of nowhere, out in the woods, and there's no access to utility lines, or it's really expensive to bring utility power into the property, then off-grid solar is the solution for you. And that involves batteries and storage.
Got it. So for the most part, if you are already on electric utility power, you're going to be feeding that back, getting a credit, and that's that much electricity you don't have to pay for from the utility company. Now, if you're trying to figure out how much of a system you need in terms of size and what's going to work best on your house and, you know, whether you have the right orientation, maybe you need to think about cutting back on some large overhanging trees, those sorts of decisions. Can you guys at Wholesale Solar sort of guide a consumer through that as well?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can. Grid-tie solar is pretty basic. It comes down to really three things. Your electrical usage per month. So let's say you use 1,000 kilowatt hours per month on average. Well, we can size a system for you that will produce 1,000 kilowatt hours a month on average and offset your bill entirely. You know, and then it comes down to, well, can you fit enough panels to produce that much power on your roof? So we'll have to get up there, or the homeowner will have to get up there and measure the roof to make sure they can fit that many panels. And then, of course, budget comes into play as well.
Now, what kind of impact do you think that solar would have on someone's property value? Do you see this as a benefit, or does it really depend on where you are in the country?
In most cases, it's a benefit. Yeah, it adds value to the house. It's like putting in an accessory, like, say, a hot tub or a nice patio in the backyard, something that adds value to the property. A lot of people will see a solar system on the house and say, geez, yeah, that house isn't going to have an electric bill. I'll pay a little bit more for that house. Sure. So, yeah, I'd say definitely. In most cases, it does add value.
What kind of savings are we talking about when you do your own system? I mean, typically you would call a solar energy contractor and they would come out and give you a pitch. And I feel like today it's pretty confusing too, because they're always talking about renewal credits and tax rebates and leases and power purchase plans. And it seems like it's too hard to buy a system these days. I like the fact that you guys have sort of broken it down and made it really easy. But what kind of savings would a homeowner experience if they did the project themselves instead of hired out pretty much the whole thing soup to nuts?
Typically, from what I've seen, is if you were to hire a solar contractor, it probably will cost you double the price of the equipment. So If you buy $10,000 worth of solar equipment to put on your house, it would probably cost you $20,000 to have someone come out and put it in.
Now, what if you purchased the equipment but wanted to have just the installation done? Are there contractors out there that will accept a job like that without providing the equipment? You just want to basically hire them for the labor?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, a lot of our customers will do that as well. So I'd say the majority of our customers, you know, we'll take on, I don't know, probably 80% of the job. I mean, the racking and actually mounting the panels isn't too hard for most people, whether it's on the ground or the roof. From there, all you really need to do is run conduit between the panels and your inverter location, which is typically down next to your electrical panel. And of course, there's the actual physical tie-in to your electrical panel, which most people, you know, we'll hire out an electrician to do that. But typically for the average size job, it's just a few hours of work to do for an electrician.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot easier than people would think. We're talking to Zach Stevens. He is an expert with Wholesale Solar. This is a company that has been selling solar equipment direct to the public for many years now. It's interesting because I think it's not something that people think. They don't consider solar as a DIY project. Zach, how did you guys get into this and what's your background?
I got into solar working for a contractor. So when I was out installing professionally for, geez, it was about 8 years, I never thought or considered people would do solar on their own either until I started working here. But Wholesale Solar started as an installation company and then, you know, started designing systems online and selling direct to customers. In 2012, it was sold to the employees. So we're an employee-owned company and really fun to work here.
Now, when you go ahead and put a solar system onto your home, I mean, you're of course going to see the benefits of savings in your energy bills. But what about tax credits? I feel like the government is probably giving you a lot of incentives. How do you know where to look to make sure you're filing the right things or doing so in the right timely fashion? You know, you don't want to miss out. So how do you not get lost?
There is a 30% federal tax credit for solar systems. So that applies to the equipment you purchase. And if you hire, say, an electrician to do the tie-in, you can take their bill and get a 30% tax credit on that as well. So there's an IRS tax form, you know, you'd fill out. We're not really tax experts here. So we typically just inform our customers to say, hey, you know, talk to your accountant about it. They'll help you fill out the forms or say, you know, you use TurboTax or one of those online tax websites and you can go that route too. There is a 30% federal tax credit.
Zach, what if the house doesn't face south, for example? Is it possible to still have solar if you don't have the optimal roof angle that you might need?
Definitely. There's plenty of systems out there with panels on the east facing roof or west facing roof. It's just the amount of sun you get is a little bit less. If you want to offset your entire usage, you just need to have more panels to take up that extra power you're not going to get on a south facing roof. So you just need a few more panels, that's all. But yes, it will still work.
And could you give a homeowner an idea of kind of what they should expect in terms of that by, say, maybe using Google Earth to take a look at their house from the sky?
Yeah, there's other websites too you can look at. Basically, you punch in numbers where you say, okay, you're going to have maybe a 10 kilowatt system on your house. If the orientation is 270 degrees west, your solar panels are going to produce this much power in a year. So it's pretty easy to figure that out.
Well, it's a great time to add solar to your home. It's not as hard as you think. The folks at Wholesale Solar can help you with the design and the specing essentially of the system. And then you could buy it for about a third or more of what you pay for a traditional solar generator. That there's no mystery to it. You lay out step by step. I was watching, I think, a 20-minute video there on how to actually do the panel installation. It was very informative and very well done. So good job on that. So thanks for the work that you guys put into it. I think it does make a difference to consumers, and I'm sure it helps your business too.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks. Yeah, it does.
Zach Stevens, thank you so much again for taking some time to educate us today on what it takes to do your own solar system.
Not a problem. It's fun to be here.
Hey, now that the holiday party season has ended, is your furniture looking a little worse for the wear from all that entertaining? Maybe you picked up a few water rings or got some new dings or dents in the walls of the furniture? Well, we've got some hacks that can help after this.
You live in a money pit.